I'm beginning to think I shall have to admit defeat.
But you got to the end of Moby Dick.
Well, at least Moby Dick has a story. And there are proper characters. Ishmael, Captain Ahab. And where's the Captain Ahab of the Silmarillion, pray?
What about Melkor?
Who's Melkor?
Who's Melkor? The baddie. The one who wreaks havoc everywhere. Destroys the two trees.
The two trees?
With the help of Ungoliant, the dark spider. You must remember that bit. And then he steals the Silmarils and escapes to Middle-earth. You can't tell me that's not a good story.
Look, I'm sorry, Robert. I know you love this book. But I have to be honest, I think it's a rambling assemblage of no literary merit whatsoever.
That's another pound you owe Alan's Lent appeal.
Well, that wasn't a complaint. It was literary criticism.
Sounded like a complaint to me.
Oh, you want to hear me complain about the Silmarillion? Take a seat, Robert. Get yourself comfy while I find my purse.
But what about your commitment to a more positive outlook on life?
I think that particular lifestyle challenge has run its course, don't you? There you are. £20. That should buy sufficient time for me to tell you exactly what I think about your favourite book.
Oh, dear.
I have never been so bored in my entire life, Robert. There is no way this could be described as literary fiction. It is a collection of random notes cobbled together after Tolkien's death, which, in my opinion, puts a rather large dent in his reputation.
But he creates an entire world.
He creates, at infinitely tedious length, a personal fairyland, peopled by this vast array of interchangeable characters, all with silly names, who engage in utterly pointless battles with each other.
It's not all battles.
Don't interrupt. I'm paying for this, remember.
Wait till you get to the story of Beren and Lúthien.
Life's too short, Robert.
Most beautiful, heroic romance.
Yes, and let me guess, they end up dead.
It's tragic.
Oh, please. I've read enough to know that it will be a sentimental coupling of two cardboard characters, which will probably be described at great length as a mythic union.
It was the first union of man and elf.
Oh, well, hallelujah. Look, seriously, Robert. The whole thing is turgid, bloated, sententious.
Oh, I'm sorry you don't like it.
And in my personal catalogue of unreadable books, it definitely earns the number one spot.
There's plenty of people like me who believe it's a masterpiece.
I know. I know. I can't begin to explain that, but I deeply regret the 10 days of my life that I have devoted to the wretched thing.
Feel better now?
Yes, actually. One of the most satisfying £20 I have ever spent.